Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Matt Albers of the Washington Nationals. Matt, how do you feel like your team is looking so far this year, and how many leagues are you in?
I'm in a couple leagues. So far, looking pretty good. I got a couple good, pretty good picks, so we'll see how it goes so far. But 2-0 right now in both my leagues, so pretty much a lot of the same team. I had 5th and 6th pick overall, so took Mike Evans and then was able to get the league that we have here. It was Amari Cooper and DeAndre Hopkins, so I went wide receiver heavy at first. So far it's looking okay. Obviously not a lot of depth at running back, but I don't think anybody does.
So with Hopkins, are you feeling relieved that Deshaun Watson was inserted at quarterback, because he seems to be targeting him a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. I think DeAndre Hopkins is obviously he's a great player, but no, I think Deshaun Watson and him gonna have the little special thing going. So I'm a Texans fan as well, so it's always good to see that.
So who'd you end up with running back if you went with right wide receivers early?
I was able to get Carlos Hyde in the 4th and Mark Ingram in the 5th round. So I have them, and I have Paul Perkins, who hasn't done a lot on the bench. But other than that, that's about it. So when Carlos Hyde got a little banged up yesterday, I was a little nervous. So I don't really have anybody insert behind him. But so far, this guy's looking pretty good.
Let's talk about Hyde for a minute. He's had two really good games in a row with over 100 yards against the Seahawks defense. Mm-hmm. You must feel like you got a really good value. What round did you draft him in, and how excited about you the way he's performing?
Yeah, no, I got him in the 4th round. No, I was pretty excited. No, I mean, I remember just watching him and seeing that, you know, he's a really good running back. He just had a couple, you know, nicks and injuries and stuff. So as long as he stays healthy, I thought that was was really lucky to get him that late in the round.
Who is concerning you most on your roster so far?
I think just the running back depth more than anything. I think my wide receivers are pretty good. And then I got Derek Carr at quarterback, so I feel pretty strong about him so far. You know, he's got a couple tough matchups, you know, when he plays Denver and Kansas City a couple times. So not sure if I'm going to, you know, maybe insert somebody else there. But other than that, no, I feel pretty good about my team.
Have you been working the wire, free agent wire, actively so far, and have you come up with something nifty?
A little bit. I picked up Galladay after the first week from Detroit, and then other than that, I was trying to pick up Bryda, but actually a guy beat me to the punch, so trying to get Hyde's back up. But no, other than that, just a little bit so far. Not really too much action out there.
So, you know, you play fantasy sports. How has it struck you in your career when you've been on the other side and somebody says, "Hey, Matt, I have you on your fantasy fantasy baseball team"?
I kind of laugh, yeah. You know, I kind of understand that aspect of it. You know, that how fans, you know, see players, and you know how it's kind of, you know, that kind of relationship. So I think it's kind of funny. You know, if I hear somebody say that, you know, I'll be like, "Man, your team must not be very good," you know, or stuff like that.
Matt, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.